All right, so yesterday we discussed, just a couple things that we discussed yesterday. One was the Tosfos about Me'akshav. I did see yesterday, I saw that the Ramban actually asked this question on Tosfos and says that it doesn't make sense. If it's Me'akshav, the Kinyan is Chal right away. And if it's not Me'akshav, then the Kinyan is Chal later. And then he says that's exactly what the Gemara's question is. When you don't say Me'akshav, if the Kinyan is Chal later, isn't in a Mukkum where the Kinyan would still be Chal? That's what the Gemara's question. Exactly, because once you say Me'akshav, then the Kinyan already transpired, and you're just waiting for the 30 days to expire before the Kinyan is Chal, but it was the Maiseh, Kinyan's done. So he did ask what the issues that we pointed out with Tosfos yesterday. So I looked up some of the Rishonim, Altas Atzmecha Korchei HaDayanim, but it looked to me like most of the Rishonim don't really write on it. Some of them wrote, and the ones that did write seem to be like what Yossi was saying, that in generally, if it's a relative, and some of them mentioned that here there was somebody who didn't have any help, it was a young girl, it was somebody, the other cases where they didn't have...
That fits in with the explanation later, you know, what did she gain? Right. You know, if she was a katana, then she stood to gain something.
Right, so that's the, the idea that he was helping her out, and that Al Tassel Tzmachorchet HaYanimim is... referring in general to a case where you're giving either a Tana Sheker or you're explaining to them a Taina versus giving them the Din, which is what, in these cases of Nachman and earlier Rabbi Yochanan, just explain to them what the outcome would be, or the general Din is, then they go and make their Taina based on that. That'd be less of an issue, but
I think,
again...
I think you could say Bash was pretty much like we said yesterday, which is, Adas Atzmecha Korchei, that means... don't get involved where it doesn't concern you.
Right.
So you can say, so when it's a relative, no, because you have the pasuk that says, you know... So
why should you say don't get involved where it doesn't concern you? It's not the same thing.
Say it again?
You can't say when you don't get involved where it doesn't concern you. And when it does concern you, can be an orchid?
No. It's not that you're being an orchid. It means that when it concerns you, you're not being orchid.
You are.
You are giving the proper... assistance to a relative that the Torah expects from you. When you involve yourself where it's none of your business, you take one side over another. So then, then.
Kol Yisrael already knows that was it. I mean, it's all mishpacha. And where would you say the limit of family is? So, fourth cousin, the fifth cousin.
But there is a pasuk that says. So how do you learn the pasuk then? I'll just tell me.
So,
pasuk
that doesn't necessarily mean that.
Right.
So
how does
it means? It means you have to give your relative
stock
first. Maybe it means.
Well, okay, but
what?
So how does that?
Do?
You have to give
stock
anyway.
So you can't give stock to anybody. We're not a doctor. A yid is a yid. So there it means you give your family first. If you have business to do, you do with your family first. But to allow something like this, it's just very difficult.
All right. So let's go. Okay, starting the Gemara today. Pei Vav, I'm going to bet at the bottom. So we say in the Mishnah, they were somehow releasing themselves from a Shavua. So the Gemara says, Shavua ma'abito. What Shavua are you releasing yourself from? I mean, so Amar Yudah Marav, ala putropia, shenasit b'chaya balo. That's the one. She's trying to get a release. For if she is mitasek in her husband's property or somehow working for him, that she's trying to get a release for that shvua, Rabbi Kamu. Nachman Amar Rabba Barabua Alpogemet Biktubata. That she's trying to get a release that if she got a partial payment for her ksuba, which would require her to take a shvua to receive the rest, that she's getting a release for that. So I was a Rav Mordechai Amar L'Shmaita Kamei Rav Ashi. So he went and said over this in front of Ashi, and then he said Bishlam Alaman Damar Alpogemet Biktubata. The maskadato. So there, when she's pogemet ketubato, when she's had a partial repayment of her ksuba, she then what has in mind that she would have thought dilma mitzrachli zuze shalgina miktubai. That's something that would be something she would have forethought about, or something that she would possibly have a need for the money and take it out of her ksuba, meaning like borrowing against your retirement savings. So here, she said, that's a possibility that she might be in that position, and therefore she would ask for a release. I'm like, Tabli, the Lomishpatli, Elamanda, Maravichopio, Shinasis, Bechayevalo. Then that she's talking about taking, being where she is, Achrayi, on some of her husband's property, right? Then, Ihi, mi havas yoda, the motive la Bechopio. Why would she ever think that she's going to come the, somehow the, in charge of his property. That's not something that a woman generally would consider ahead of time.
Darmalik
tovli dimlo mishbasli.
We had the, who was it, who said that in the Chayish, Rabbi Eliezer, right, that there's no woman who isn't, at least on some level,
right,
you know, an apotropia over the household, so right. Therefore...
But that's a Charik case, and he said that, I mean, we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, even besides that, but it doesn't seem like something that a woman normally would do. So I'm like, Atun, Ahamat Nitula, you learned it in our Mishnah, Anan, Ahamas Nisimla, we learned it on this Mishnah. Hachami kever ba'lo the base of Vias. This is the second half of our Mishnah, right? They were learning it right now. We're learning on the Rashi. Now they're learning. No, this statement was made on the Seif of the Mishnah. So what? Hachami kever ba'lo the base of Vias. She went from her husband's grave to her father's house. Oh, she chazur the Beit Chamia, or she went back to her husband's house. Lo nasit abitropia, and she never became right responsible for the estate. Ena yoshu meshbimoto. Then they can't what make her? They can't force her to take a nether. Vim nasit abitropia. If she did become responsible for the estate, Yorshim Mashbiyah Matala Atid Lavo, Vei Mashbiyah Matala Shavar, they can only be Mashbiyah her on from the point that she took over the estate, then she became responsible for the estate, but not for when during her husband's life, because her husband released her from a nether. So that release will have application for when she was responsible during her husband's life, but if she was responsible after her husband's life, then the Yisomim have a right to make her take a nether that she's handled the property well. Shavar Maya Binte. What do you mean in the past? She just became the apitropia now. So Amirudam Rab alapitropia shenasi b'chayah ba'al. It's a case where she was already running the affairs before, you know, while her husband was alive. But misa lekvura mashbinla. But from the time that he dies and before he's buried, then you can what have her taken? Then she can take a nether. Can have her make her take a nether. Matamara feel ben misa lekvura mashbinla. Even between his death and burial, you're not allowed to be mashbiela. Damri neradai lekargo lemazoni lekvura mazvinin belo achrasta. So, in general, there's a principle by nichsa yisomim, by the property of yisomim, that you have to do achraza. You have to do a public sale, a public auction, so that you get the best possible price for their property. So, there's a responsibility of incumbent on whoever is the executor of the estate, the executor of the estate, or based in to make sure that they realize full value of the property of the assumption. Where there's an exception for three things. What are the exception of three things? One is karga. Karga, which is right, the head tax. Now, whose head tax we're talking about is interesting, right? Rashi says of the assumption, Tosfos brings down, Rishon brings down that it's possibly her head tax, like she paid before she, you know, her husband used to pay for her head tax. It's referring to her head tax. Ulam izone. And for Mizonos, who's Mizonos here? So Rashi says for the herself, the Yisomim, or the daughters that are involved here. And the Kvura, right, is, according to Rashi, is the Kvura's a mace or Yisomim, right? It's for to bury the mace himself or for the Yisomim. So all of these cases are what? Are cases where time is of the essence, right? Waiting for the Achraza to realize full value would cause irreparable damage, and therefore we say, do it quickly, even though what?
Without a
chwaza, even though it will diminish the value. So, because if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mizavinon, it's an interesting Rashi. Nichse diyatme, below a chwaza, you sell out the Yisomim's property without an chwaza, without an announcement, without a public sale. Shein shout umotum ladavar, because there's no time, and we can't be patient about this. Therefore, we do not make her swear about that sale. It's a given that she's going to be mezalzel somehow and lose money here. Nimsei shua sheker, and therefore she can't take a shua that she did the best that she could and realize the full value, because it's just not going to be true in these cases. In these cases, we're under pressure, and that pressure is going to cause us to make decisions that are not necessarily in the best interest of Yisomim.
It has to be done.
Right. It has to be done. So if you look, if you look at Tosos, a filo ben misa lekvura. It's interesting. Tosos over here, a filo ben misa lekvura. Mashi perish bekuntrish. Shelo zilzula. He says that it's impossible that she did not somehow, you know, diminish the value or not deal with it properly. Ein nira. Koma kom. Because if that's the case, tishva shelo ikva mishalhem biada. Let her at least take a shavua. What? That she didn't keep pocket any of the profits. I mean, part of there are two issues here. One is that she was what? That she dealt with the property or the estate properly. And number two is that she didn't pocket any of the profits. So fine, if you say that the problem is what, that Rashi, like Rashi said, that lo lezilzala, that she didn't take care of the full profits, she can't take a shavua for that because she was in a rush. But nevertheless, she should be able to take a neder, what? That, or shavua, that she didn't pocket. She didn't take anything for herself. Ella kamosh mefarish b'yushalmi. Shalo taniach meis mutal v'telech lebeis aviyo. No, the whole point here is what? That if there was a need or if they necessitated a shavua over here when she was taken up, she would be disincentivized in dealing with the gvuras hameis, because she'll go, if I deal with the mace, then what? I'm gonna have to take a shavua because I'd rather go home. Let someone else deal with it, right? So we don't want that, because what? That's a bizayon of gvura hameis. That's a bizayon of gvura hameis, and therefore we say better that she does not take a shavua in this case and deal with the mace and take care of the mace properly. That's what he says. Now it makes sense. The mace, the cargo, the mazoni, the kvura. The mazvina, the exact, the mishum, kvoda mace. All of these are issues of kvoda mace. The fact that his children are properly fed, the fact that the almana is properly fed, or that the head tax is paid, and that that it won't cause further damage or be an embarrassment for him in public.
Their head tax.
Right, their head tax.
No, hers also.
Right, hers, possibly hers also, because that was what he did when she was alive. He paid her head tax. So therefore, it would be a pgam in the kvoda meis if these issues weren't taken care of properly. So Tosfos learns that the issue is, which is interesting, Tosfos learns that the issue is kvoda meis. Right, that we're focused here on the kvoda meis, and therefore we don't say make a shavua, because if we told her make a shavua, she'd be what? She would be reluctant to deal with these issues. So therefore we say don't take a shavua, that she'll be quick and responsive to deal with these issues, and the kvoda meis would not be nifkam. Rashi says no, it has nothing to do with the kvoda meis. It has to do with her being metapel with these issues. By definition, when she's metapel with these issues, she's not going to do the best job she can, because she's under pressure. Pressure means that, what? That you can't do it, the sale, in the best possible way. And number two is you can't, what? You're going to be definitely have not realized full value of the estate at that point in time. And all of these issues, right, are going to lead her to not be able to make a shavua, because the shavua is saying that she did the best that she could, right? That she did, right? She realized full value. She didn't diminish the value of the estate. And she can't take a shavua to that effect. Just say it's interesting in general that, just thinking of it now, but the Gemara in Brachos talks about the fact that an onen is potter min a mitzvos. In general, that an onen is potter min a mitzvos. The question is, why is an onen potter min a mitzvos? So it happens to be a machlokish Rashi and Tosfos over there, why there is onen is potter min a mitzvos. You could say one of two ways. One possibility is what onen is potter min a mitzvos because... Right, as a chadas, one is as a chadas, that you shouldn't be meseach das from the inyan at hand. So we want to free you of all other burdens or obligations in order that you should be able to direct your attention to the mace, because that's your obligation at this point in time. Right, the other possibility is what? The other possibility is, right.
Well, that's the day of the first day.
That's the first day, why some of the Gaonim held that it was midoraisa. So what's the... So what's the other side? The other side is it's kvoda meis. It's a pagam in kvoda meis if you dealt with anything besides the meis. I mean, the fact that if you are atel the meis and go and take care of you, put on your tefillin and go daven, that's a pagam in kvoda meis, because the meis needs you here. It needs to be handled. It needs to be handled quickly. So it'd be a bizayon meis or bizayon kvoda meis. That what? If you went ahead and started doing other things, then you wouldn't pay attention.
Is that Tosfos's position?
Right. Yes. So the two of these would be, I think, parallel. In this case, again, who are we focused on over here? I'm sure nobody mentions this. I'm just thinking about it. But that the fact that is that Tosfos here is focused on kvoda meis, right? And therefore, because of kvoda meis, right, he's saying that's why we don't want to take a shvua to focus on kvoda meis. Same thing that the Oni wants to focus on kvoda meis. Rashi's saying no, that the issue at hand is what? That she can't fulfill her obligations properly because she's under the pressure. It has to do with her discharging her obligations.
She can't possibly do it.
Right. And therefore, same thing like Anoni, that they can't, what? They can't possibly do what they're supposed to do if they have other obligations on them. I mean, that they're chayiv now to be in Abel or to be, you know, in a state of mind that does not allow them to take on these obligations. It's interesting.
The only problem with that is that implicit in our Gemara, though, is that the only reason that she doesn't have to take a shavua over here is that he gave her a A release from taking Shavua. So no, it's not inherently, if he wouldn't have, then they could be might be earlier.
Right. That was right, inherent in the Mishnah. So that's a good point. All right. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Amar Chiya, Delo Nadar, O Delo Shavuahu, Eino Yochel HaShabiyah, Ava Yorshim HaShabiyah Otah. If the nether was taken with this Lashon, Delo Nadar, O Delo Shavuah, that you don't have no nether, no Shavuah, that means that he can't make her take a Shavuah and take a nether, but the Yorshim can. Naki Nadar, Naki Shavuah, he says, you're totally absolved of taking a nether or Shavuah, Ben Hu, Ben Yorshim HaShabiyah Otah, that you can't. Neither of them can make a swear. What does that mean? Naki shvua, naki neder means minakit mishvata. You are totally absolved of taking any shvua. Rav Yosi Amar Rav Chiyot lo neder to lo shvua hu de ino yochel hashbia. Aval yorshi mashbina ota. If she uses the lashon of no neder, no shvua, then what? Then you can't be mashbia. But the yorshim can be mashbia. Naki neder, naki shvua. He uses the lashon naki ben hu ben yorshi mashbina ota. They can make her swear. Why? Means not that you are putter, but you know how you're going to be putter? Take a shvua. Naki, clean. If you want to clean your slate, if you want to be free of any obligations, take a shvua. So it depends how you learn this lashon of naki. That's the machlokas here. Is naki mean that you are absolved? Or... Right, you will absolve yourself through this shvua.
You wonder how you're going to be naki. You're going to be naki
through a shvua. Shalach Rabbi Zaka Lamar Ukva, Ben Delo Shvua, Ben Denaki, Shvua Ben Delo Neder, Ben Denaki Neder, if you use any of these Lashonos, Benichsei Hud Eino Yochel HaShabiyah, in his, or Benichsei Hud Eino Yochel HaShabiyah, in his property, he can't make her swear. Ava Yorsh Mishbino Tam Benichseiyai Ilin, right, then, Mishbino Tam, that they can make her swear. All right, in any of these cases, whether he uses the word Laki or Lo, they only refer. He's only absolving or releasing her from the shvur, the nether, regards to his property. But as soon as it becomes the property of the somim or the inheritors can what? Can then force her to take a shvur. Minichselei ilain. If mixaya ilain. If he says from this property you are cleared, right? Or released. Ben hu uben yoshev ish benota. So what do you see? What's the difference here? Before the way Rav Zakai saying to Mar Ukva, it has to do whether the release was on the chepza or the release was on the gavra. Right, so according if he just uses a lashon of naki or delo, right, then the release was on the release was on the gavra. Therefore, what when he's not there anymore and it becomes someone else's property, then what? Then they can make her swear. But if he says michnasei ilein, if the release was on the chepza, that this property you will never have to take a shavua on, then which is released both from him and from the yorshim. Right. Amar Rav Nachman or Shmuel Meshuma Abba Shmuel Ben Ema. Miriam, right? Ben delo shvua, ben denaki shvua, ben delo neder, ben denaki neder, ben minichsei, ben nichsei elain. So any lashon that we've mentioned so far, all of those, ben hu, ben yorshe, ben imashbino tat. There's no, right? That's a release. All these lashonos are a full release, and that release applies both to him and to his yorshe. Ava maase, what am I going to do? Sharmru chamim, habodi from nichsei yisomim, loy for elabi shvua. Problem is, what? You're not allowed to take from the nichsei yisomim without a Shavua, so fine. Even though the release is a good release, and technically she wouldn't have to take a Shavua, there's still a Takanas Chachamim that what? That she has to take a Shavua, and she won't get the stuff without taking the Shavua. Alright. Ve'ika Darmi Lo Masnisa. Right, some people say it as not as a memra of Ashmaita Damorayim, but rather
she wants to take her money for the silver, she would have to it. So the Gemara trying to, because everyone should agree to that. Could be that he's trying to say that then they do Gilgul and all the other stuff. That was trying to say, because if not, it's, everyone has to agree. No one could argue that. But maybe saying once she has a shvua and the ksuba.
Well, he's saying that the release does not get you out of this takanas chachamim. That's all it's saying.
And they all that it does?
Nobody else. I don't know. Yeah, the others.
They weren't talking about this. They weren't doing too. Ksuba. They were talking in general because Petropolis, you know, could you make a swear? So maybe he claims that it makes a gilgul, or, you know, and they say, because that's the commitment between them, and they can't argue with the fact that you should need a shvua and the ksuba.
Oh, right, because you're saying that everybody should agree to that statement.
Everyone should agree to that. So even what's enough coming between those communities?
Right, unless you say that some of the other Lashon people who said the other Lashon believe that it a release is a release.
Release.
Right, it'll get you out of this. Right. Because it's only the Takanas Chachamim was what he's saying that Iepshi with Takanas Chachamim, basically. That's what he's saying.
Right. So basically negates all the everything that we said up until now in terms of the no matter what the Lashon is in terms of the Yorshim.
Right.
Right, the bottom line is,
you want to come take it.
Well, that's
you.
If she wants to take it, but in terms of whether or not they can obligate her to take a shvuah.
Right,
they still can't do.
Right.
So that's if she wants to collect.
If she wants to take the money, right? That would be enough to mean.
The release is on the administrative side.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Bikadami lo masnisa. Some people say it was a brisa or even Abu Shol ben Hayim. Miri Amar ben delo shvuah ben denaki shvuah ben delo neder ben naki neder ben nechsei ben nechsei ilain. Ben who? Ben Yerushav. Ein mashbinotav. Maaseh shari amru chachmei abad ifra minichasei yitom in leifra ele b'shua. Amar nach mashmo alocha ki ben eim emiriam. The alocha is like this. Answering that, what? That the release is only, right, the release is not good for the Yorshim if she wants to come and collect or take money from the Yorshim. Alright. Next Mishnah. Hapokemet ketubata. A woman who agrees that she's had a partial payment of her ksuba. Lo tifra ele b'shua. Can't take the rest of it except with a shvuah. Eid achad me'ida shi'prua, lo tifra'a lo b'shvuah. One aid comes along and says that it's a paid, totally paid ksuba. She can't collect on the ksuba except with a shvuah. Minichsa yisomim, o minichasim mishubadim, if she wants to take it out of the nichsa yisomim, or from encumbered property, shelo b'fanav, or he's not here, lo tifra'a lo b'shvuah. Right, meaning that he's medina sayam and she needs mezonos, then she can't take it except with shvuah. Bogemet ktubata ketzad. What's the case of bogemet ktubata? Haytak ktubata elav zuz. She has a ksuba that's worth 1,000 zuz. Ramar lo, itkabal ktubatech. He says that you collected your ksuba already. V'yomer lo itkabli elamono. I only got 100 out of the 1,000. Lo tifra ela what?
So it's a regular case of modem mitzvahs.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So that's a good question. We can deal with it. All right. Lo tifra elav shuva. Eda achad mi'ida shiprua. Right, 1 8 says that is collected. Ketzad haita ksuba yelav zuz. Ramalei kabli ktuba teich. He said you got your full ksuba. Ramalei kabli. She says I didn't collect it. Ve'eda chamidei shi'prua. And 1 8 says it was paid out. Lo tifra lo b'shvua. She can only get it collected if she's willing to take a shvua. Minechasim mishubadim. If it's encumbered property, ketzad machar nechasav la'achirim. He sold out his property. Vini freit ben alukuchot. And now she's coming to try to what? She's trying to get her property back. It was mortgaged to ksuba. She wants it back. Lo tifra ela bishvua. She can only take it back with a shvua. Nichsa yisomim. What's the case of meis maniach nechasav yisomim? He dies and the yisomim end up with his property. Vini freit min etzomim. And she's trying to collect from them. Lo tifra ela bishvua. She can't take it except with a shvua. Right? Ushlo b'fanav ketzad. What's the case of... He went, what? Traveling. He was away on business. Right? And she wants now to collect, to get her mizonos, to eat, to take her soup, whatever it is that she needs, right? Right? She cannot collect except with the shvua. Shimon Omer calls manchi tovat ktubata. Anytime that she is collecting her ksuba, then she can, they can be mashbir. If he's not making a claim on her ksuba, in a Yorshim, I should be an Ota. Then the Yorshim cannot make her take a Shvuah.
What is he saying?
Mazonos.
What?
So what should be if she's eating Mazonos now?
When's this? Oh, in the estate, the case of Rabbi Shimon?
Who argues on Rabbi Shimon?
Right, okay, that's a Gemara. We'll get to it. The Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara's going to ask the question, was Rabbi Shimon a high? What part of the mission is Rabbi Shimon dealing with, right? That's the first question in the Gemara. It's on next tomorrow's daf. So we'll deal with it.
In the case of the husband's Medina Sayam, where she has to take from Ksuba then? He's still obligated to provide her.
Yeah, for Mizonos. But can she go, and herself, can she go down to the property and start selling property to do that? Or she has to take a Shavuot that her husband didn't leave her money to do this, and that she really needs
it. Not in terms of Ksuba, just in terms of whether...
Not necessarily in terms of Ksuba, right? It could be Ksuba also, but it could be, but mostly for Mizonos. I think generally in that case it's Mizonos, case of Mizonos. All right, just look at the Rashi, just on the previous Talmud. The Rashi, Minichasim Mishubadim, it's just an important Rashi, so figure we'll read it. Minichasim Mishubadim Mishum. Gabi Minalove Gufe. If he came to make a claim from the Love himself... Right, Ravatoyin Lova Ishtabali, and the Lova asked her to make a nether, the Lo Paritich, that I never paid you, Amir Mishwista Khajbin De Majbinle. That a Lova can make a claim to a Malve, just in general. What? That if you didn't make a shvua that I never paid you back. I never paid you back, and then I'll pay you. And he's allowed to ask for that shvua. That's his right to ask for that shvua. Vilotoin Lotain Inle. Right? But if he does not make that claim, we do not make the claim for him. Ho v'nokit shtara. Because the Malva has a shtar here. The Malva is standing here with a shtar. He has a good claim, right? The fact that the Lova is, the Lova asking for shua is l'hap his dato shalova. Let do it so the lover feels better when he pays back that he hasn't paid it before. But not that there's an obligation on the lover to take the shvuah. So therefore, if he does not, he person does not ask for the shvuah, we're not going to ask for him. Aval b'shvil l'kuchos anon ta'inon. But here, when they're buyers of the property and the property is now encumbered, we make that taina for them. We force her to take a shvuah. Not that they have to ask for it, but we force her. Why? Dilma ihavikabos min alove havatoinlach. Why? Because had the lova been here, who's the lova here? The lova is her husband, right? Her husband that was supposed to pay out the ksuba to her. So maybe if he had been here, he would have required her to take a shvuah. We don't know, right? Istaba lit lo pratich. Make it clear that I didn't pay you out already. Ubay shtuba yhashta anan taninan. Right? We make a taina for her, for these lukuchos, and say the patach picha leilem, right? We open up our mouths for the, you know, for the dumb, right? That those that can speak.
Who are the owners of
the chosin? Right? Who umenichse yisomim mishum haytaimel. All of these cases in our Mishnah are a claim white, because in his absence, we don't know. He might have made the. He might have asked her to take a shavuah. And since he's not here, we're going to make a claim for them to what? Force her to take the shvuah, because that was the right of the lova. And now in the absence of the lova, we're going to say, make sure you take a shvuah for these all these cases over here.
So Rashi learns that the takana that you have to swear for your yesomim is based on the fact that, theoretically, if the lova was around, he would have said, you know, swear to me, and then we're sort of...
Right.
Is that the shvuah says that? What's the shvuah that the lova...
Shvuah's Hesed is different. Shvuah's Hesed is to get
so
you out of
that love is right to
that's by a call for a call. Shvuah's Hesed is by a call for a call.
Right, so isn't this a case of...
this is a tug. These are Shvuah's Darabon. Shvuah's Mishnah, actually.
I say, you owe me money, and he's saying...
It's called, these are cases of what's called Nishwa Benotel. You're taking a Shvuah, and then you're collecting.
Everyone is just...
Well, generally we say nishba velo mishalim, eno mishalim, right? Nishba, you take a shvuah and you're out, you be potter. These are all cases where most of them are basically what's called a hapis dato. It's just basically to make the other person feel good about the fact that they're paying.
So
he's nishba of an hotel. I mean, the woman takes a shvuah, she gets her ksuba. The woman, and the other case, by the lova and the malva. The malva takes a shvuah, the lova pays. Right, so these are nishba of an hotel cases. Okay, these are different than the other shvuahs. Like shvuah hesays is where you're taking a shvuah to be poter yourself. I call for a call. All right. Now, okay, Mark. Sober Rabbi Bar Chama Meimar Shvuah de Oraisa. Right here, we're talking about a shvuah de Oraisa here. The katayin matayim. This is your question. Yeah, see, right? But katayin matayim. You're asking for 200. But kamod love meya, and she admits 100. She has a ksuba of 1,000, and she's admitting that she has 100 here, right? So, habilei hodabim mixa satayna. This is modu b'mixa. B'tchol modu mixa satayna yishava. Right? And the requirement, mina Torah, one of the shavuos is modu b'mixa. That's one of the shavuos that we have that's actually d'oraisa. So, amar rovo shtei chuvos v'davar. This is not a case of modu b'mixa. Why? Two reasons. Chada. T'chol nishbayim shabatora nishbayim v'lo mishalma. This is what we discussed. Any, right? Shavu that you take mina Torah, the one who takes the shavua is to be poter in themselves, right? Not to be nishba v'nota. Over here, she's taking a shavua in order to collect on her ksuba. So that doesn't work. V'hi nishbayit v'notelet. V'od, ein nishbayin al kfir shibut karkos. There's also a general p'tur. What? The only thing we take a shavua on is metalkalim. We do not take a shavua on karka. Mina Torah, you do not take a shvuah on karka. Over here, her ksuba is the equivalent of karka, because her collection is, she has a shibut, she has a lien on the karka, and it's equivalent of making a shvuah on karka. So therefore, she would not be required, mina Torah, to take a shvuah. So Rava is saying there's two reasons here why it can't be shvuah to Torah. It fails on two levels. One is that you don't, an ainish bayim of karkos, and here she's taking a shvuah on karkos. Number two is what? Generally, nishbayim below mishalmim, and over here she's nishba, nishbayt v'notelet. This is a shvua dirabonon. What's the shvua? The parodayik, the mifra lo dayik. What is that? The one who pays, right, is careful. The mifra, right, lo dayik, right. That's it. You don't remember if you got paid back or not. So this is. So what do? We say ramon shvua Allah keiket the tiduk. So they forced the shvua on her in order that she'll be what? She'd be more careful. Right, so this is so over here the question is, right, we're trying to make sure that everybody's careful, about how much they're paying back or whether they paid back or didn't pay back. Right? So daik demifra lo daik, right? So the one who's paying, this is a general truth. If you borrow money, the person who's paying it back always remembers how much they've paid back so far. Right? The person collecting just remembers he has a debt out there, and that the debt hasn't been fulfilled. Whether how much or how little, they don't track so much of it. So it's the mifra, the payee is always that way, but the mifra, the one's getting paid. So we say, put a shvu on her, that she will be medayik, she will remember how much she got paid, right? That she remembers how much she's been repaid until this point in time. Now Rashi just points out, it's important Rashi also over here, a couple important Rishonim over here. Rashi, Elamar Rabba Midrabonan. He shvuazu, right? This shvu is a derabonan, my time at the paradayik. Beam tomar below pogame, na hakaim ilam bishvuas. Diyamar la yishtabali delo paratich, mashbinle. Right? Behainami, katoin le paraticha. Matzarach bibakima. Over here, he's saying that she paid him back. So what do we do? He says, I paid you your ksuba, and she's saying, no, you only paid me 100. But why do we need her to admit anything? Because even if he says, I paid you, and she admits to nothing, he still has to take he can still take a shvua. He can still force her to take a shvua.
Like we said before.
Right. V'chein be'erechad me'idah shepru'a, below eid, nami mashbinla. Why do you need an eid echad here to force her to take a shvua? Even with that, this eid echad would take her. Right? Harper chimalei b'shavuos. We asked this question. The Gemara asked this question in Shavuos. That all of these cases, what you could have this nishba v'notel by a case where he says the hapizdato shel, right, the lovet, he can force the woman to take a shavuot that I didn't pay you back. Ma ben zel pugim star mashinin lehachi hotam ki pagim varmalei my hyperatich mashbien le vafilo lo ton lo ze hishavali. That's the question. The difference in this case, right, is what. Whether we are towing for him or not towing for him. That's exactly what Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah before. It's a very important distinction. Well, that in the cases where the Lovet comes and wants to have a Shavuot, taking the Hapis Datos of Lovet, right? I mean, Malvet. The Malvet can insist on having a Shavuot. The Lovet can insist that the Malvet makes a Shavuot to say, I never paid you back. That's the Hapis Datos. That's only when what? When he asks for it. He's got to make a taina that he wants it. Because it's for him. It's for him to feel good about it. If he doesn't need the shvua, then he'll pay, and we don't make a taina for him. Because the malva is holding a shtar. He has a good claim against him. Right? But in our cases over here, in all these cases, there's been some sort of what? There's been some sort of
weakness,
right? We've mirash shtarana, right? There's been a merusa of the shtar. We've taken down the claimant on the side of the shtar because either an eid echad is causing a problem for it, or she says I poured part of it was paid back. So all of these take away her bari claim, and then we're going to taina lay. We're going to make a taina, even if he doesn't make the taina. We're going to ask her to take a shvua to make sure that everything goes ki halacha. So that's a very important Rashi. All right. All right, I was going to do Tosafot. All right, it's not so important. All right, talking about what happens if she is pogemis ketuba de'edim? Im ito de paro be'edim have a paro lo, right? If he was paid a portion of the ksuba back with edim. Right, Mao. Im ita de para be'edim avra parla. O dilma yishruma yitzrami le. What? The fact that he paid her the first time with edim, right? To pay a second time with edim. The fact that we don't have edim for the second time, it's to her benefit. I mean, it shows that he didn't pay the other half. Or do we say what? No, it just happened to be there were edim there that day. So he said, why not? I have edim. It'll just help me out and make my claim better later on. But not that what that when he comes to the second payment, he's going to have edim as well. And this does not, you know, it does not strengthen her claim in this way. Tashma. Anybody from the Torah takes a shvua and is potter. These are the people that make claims, right? And they have to take a shvua to take their claim. Hasachir, vanigzal, vanechba, uchignegdo chashul shvua, venchoniyom pinkaso, vapogem shtarosh lo beidim. Right? So these are all the cases here. What are these cases? So we'll go through them quickly. Just do it in Rashi, make it fast, alright? Elush nishbaim notlin, shetaktu chamil shava lito. These are cases where they take a shvua and go, but tamayim mufurish b'shvus. Each one of them, their reason explained in shvus. What's a sachir? Amar lo tenli scharin bomer natati. He says, pay me. He's a laborer. He says, pay me my money. And the balabai says, I already pay you. So the sachir takes it. Why we say? Because the sachir is the balabai is also can his stuff. And again, he's the one.
Careful.
Right? He's not going to be careful about who he paid and how much he paid. He's dealing with so many things. The guy who got paid, the worker, is going to know, did I get paid or not? He's depending on this pay. So that's, we believe the sock, and we say, Nisra benota. Nigzal, ra'u. So this is what's the case here. Ra'u, shenechnas beit o'amalo, Tain Kleish no Talta. We
that's
saw
the opposite of what we said before. Before we said the one who pays is generally
Mifra. Yeah,
but attention
to it, that's in a loan or in a directed. It's where there's just one issue at hand. There's one loan at hand. There's one here. Balabayis is okay. He's got tons of workers. Right, and he's not some guy, I paid my workers, so he thinks he paid all his workers, he forgot to pay this one. That's something where it's a broader context rather than, right, a chiyuv or a loan where he's trying to make
so why is this different than also a loan? If, the sach, if you look at the sach as a loan, it would be the same thing that nishba.
Right, I was just saying that it's here, it's generally with a sach, you're dealing with multiple people, right, over
but
a large sikkim.
If a loan also, if I come to collect and the guy said, swear to me that I didn't pay you, you could always be mashgayim.
Yeah, you could. That's the same. He was asking me about the other shvu that we took by the loan that that he can that we said before that paradaik right that the one who pays
yeah,
back.
I'm talking about the regular. This is like
a regular. What?
What special by sach? Why is it different than the regular loan that says pay him?
It's not kind of. There's no loan here.
No, I'm saying why isn't sach like just a loan? You owe me money, and I'm saying swear.
Right, but it's not. It's not. He didn't make it into a loan. This is. It's an obligation to pay.
Right.
This
okay,
is
no,
here.
It's
the same logic.
Same logic.
Okay. Yeah. It's the same logic that he can ask him to nishba benotel.
Nishba benotel.
Right. But the truth is, what we really do is that technically the what we're doing is allowing the sachir to collect in this case. Right. Over there, where the hapis dato to the love that he didn't pay it back already. Here, right. The sachir goes in and takes his money, and we're trying to give him the ability to go in and take his money. Right, so this is Nishba Benotel over there. He just it still happens that so that because he has a star already. He has the upper hand. He really doesn't need to take the shuvah at all in that case. Right over here, there's really a question about whether he paid or not. Each side has an equal footing.
And he has the time that he said, "I don't remember." He has the time that I paid you and to get the shuvah, the lover.
Oh yeah, suffering. Maybe even if he says I don't remember, he might be able to force him to take a shuvah.
And lover, he has to say, "I don't remember." Or he just says, "I don't remember."
Yeah, no, he says happy dato. He could say take the shuvah, just anything.
So sachir probably has to say.
Maybe there's right. There's less obvious. Yeah, because there's no time. There's no time. Then by sachir, there's no. Neither party has the upper hand necessarily because there's no star here.
Yeah, and Barash said woman atati, so that makes them atati. He says, Alva, I don't remember.
Right, maybe then he would, because in his time it's Bari versus Safik, and then he would get to collect without a shvu. It's possible. Nigzal, Rosh, Nichtas, Bebeto, Amalo, Tenli, Kelaish, Natalta. They saw him go into his house and walk out with something. So the guy comes and says, give me my stuff back. Vomer, lo, Natalti. Says, I never took anything. Vaidim Rosh, Yotzev, Akelim, Tachat, Kanfei, Talito. He walked out with stuff under his shirt. Below Yadayuma. They couldn't see what it was. He claims that the guy walked out with the diamond ring, right? And they saw that he was going into the house without permission. He walked out with something, a box under his arm. So the guy claims it was all my wife's jewelry that you walked out with. So the guy says I didn't take anything. So we have Aidim, we have Raglayim Ladavar right. That he walked out with something. So then the Nigzal goes and takes a shvuah what was missing, and he gets to collect on it. Obviously the Gazlan can't take the shvuah because it's a Gazlan, right? A Nechbal. Rosh and Nechnas Latok Beidov, Yodo Shalem. Right, he goes into his friend's house and he's
one piece,
right? But Yatza Chavol, he comes out and he's got a broken arm, he's got blood coming out of him. Amar lo chavaltbi, he says, you hit me. Vuomer lo chavalti, I didn't do that, you fell in my house, something happened. Right, he evaded him that he walked out looking like this. So then he says Nishma Notel, the Nechbal can go ahead and take a shavua that this guy injured him and that he's gonna collect on it. Chenvani al pinkaso. What is the chenvani on his book? His ledger, right? Shukote bo hakafutav. Kach tivani ploni latet lepoalav. So this is a case. This is an interesting case here. Yeah, it's a third party payment. That there's a balabais hired workers, right? He hires workers, and then he says to his chenvani, you know what? Do me a favor, pay my workers because I don't have money right now. Just pay out the workers, and you'll write it down in your pinkaso. So he has written down in his thing. Kach tivani ploni latet lepoalav. But not datulem, and I gave it. Right, and the worker said we never got paid. Right, so they both take a shvua. So the Baal Bais is out twice. The Poalim take a shvua, they didn't collect anything, and they go to the Baal Bais and say you didn't pay us yet. They get to collect from him. The Chenvani goes takes a shvua. I paid them and you never paid me. So you got to pay me, right? Because he can say right by the Chenvani can make a claim. Why don't you just have the Poalim swear to the Chenvani,
right,
and then the Chenvani or the Baal Bais will pay once, right? Because the Chenvani says they're no lo neman halak.
I don't know.
Right, I have nothing to do with them. I paid them because you told me you were going to take care of me. You are neman on me. Right, exactly. I'm not. They are not neman to me. I don't believe they're shvur. All right, so that's it. So these are all cases where nishba v'notel. What's the last case in Nishba Benotel back in the Gemara? V'chenvani, Peskova, Gam.
That's a strange case, that last one. In other words, where clearly he's having to pay something that he doesn't know. Right. They can pay twice.
That's the only
for sure, he doesn't know twice.
Right. Somebody's lying. Right.
It's a very interesting concept.
But that's why we force the shvu on both of them to try to prevent one of them from lying. I mean, it's easy to lie. Once you take a shvu, it's a much more chamor issue. So we're trying to block.
One of them won't take the shvu.
Right. One of them won't take the shvu, or meaning that we're trying to stop. That's exactly what we're trying to stop here. We're trying to force them both to take a shvu in order to stop prevent that problem.
It's an interesting concept. It means the shvu is not an absolute that the Torah gave or the rabbanon said. You swear, if you collect, if you and I have a relationship and we start a business. Then, in our minds, the shvu would bind both of us. I mean, it's not something that, it's not an absolute, like, if you swear, you get from any person. It's only if we agree that.
Well, there has to be some sort of relationship between
them. Right, there's a shvu to be.
Except here, by nikzal and nechwal, which are not relationship issues, those are just that there's true. Circumstantial evidence that it's right.
Relationship?
Right.
Burglar and burglar.
Right. So, ha-pogim shtar below. The last one is what? Someone who's pogim the shtar without edim is nishva v'notel. Shelo be'edim in, be'edim lo. Sounds like what? If she had edim, that pogim shtara, that what? That she would not have to, that what? She would not have to take a shvua. Why? Because she's got the upper hand now. You paid me with edim last time. Where's your edim for the second time? You don't have edim. Pay me without a shvua. Gemara says, lo mi ba'i gemara. Lo ba'i be'edim debadai tzricha shvua. No, by edim, she definitely needs a shvua. About shelo be'edim, because there, she's got the lower hand. She already agrees and has edim. That what? That she paid part of the shtar back. So now what? She's not the one being poking in the shtar. We have edim to be poking in the shtar. Right? About shlo be'edim, emetavi kemesha v'aveda. But edim, if there are no edim there, the fact that she admitted that she already received 100, that's like her giving back a veda. She doesn't have to say that 100. The fact that she even admitted to that 100 is basically he's getting the upper hand here. He's benefiting from her admission. Right? So, Tishko Beloshvu, and she should at least get the rest
for
free.
Give her credit for being honest.
Exactly. Kamash Malan, that you take a shvu in both of these instances. All right. No conclusion from that. The Gemara has no conclusion about whether Parea Pogemis Veitim is better or not better. Yibailu Pogemis Ktubata Pachos Pachos Mishave Pruta. What happens? What if she admits that she got payment on her ksuba, but she says, "Look, I got 200. I got 5 cents this day, 10 cents this day, another this, da da da." Basically, she goes through a clear accounting of how much she got paid up to a certain amount. So Mao, Mi Armina came into the Kha Daike Kulihai, the fact that she's so particular, she knows exactly how she got paid and she has an accounting of what she got paid, Kush to Gamro, that she's telling the truth. The fact that she has such detailed evidence of how she got paid, then what? That's enough to believe her that that's how much she got paid. Oh, Dilma Yirume Karmarami. Maybe that's exactly what she's doing. She's trying to make it look like she has a great accounting and she's gonna treat take the Gemara has no conclusion of that. What?
If she was alive, she would say she'd better. Oh, so then she'd still be chavis.
Oh, so you're saying why is there? Oh, so why is there no migo here, right? That's what you're saying.
No, because she said she didn't get anything.
Right.
You can still make a swear.
Right. Right. She goes from a shvua. She has to take a shvua.
So if she's trying to be clever to say it's a pogemis, I think that's something. So you can't be measured by me.
Right. Right, so she's trying to cheat. Meaning that's the whole idea here.
It is. It shouldn't be a total. I didn't get anything.
Right.
I got something. Why can you make me swear? Because people forget. No, I don't forget. The proof is that I know every detail.
Right. So that's the. Anyway, that was the. Okay. By the way, pochetet ksubaso mahu. If she reduces the value of her ksuba, say that the ksuba, the star of the ksuba says that it's 1,000, and she says, no, you know what? She only owns me 100. She's reduced the value of the ksuba. The document says that he owes her a much greater amount. She says, truthfully, he only owes me a lesser amount. Mi armina, hainu pogemet. Is that the equivalent of pogemet saying that I received a portion of it? Odilma, pogemet, modia mixus. That when she's pogemet, she's admitting that a part of it got paid and part of it did not get paid. How loka modia mixus? Here she's not saying it. She's saying the full obligation is just a lower amount. So she's saying that I never got paid anything, but just that the obligation is a much lower amount.
We said both is in the shvur. If she says she got nothing, and also pogemis,
we're not mashbien over tier, right? I mean, one of the cases, right? Exactly, which is what Rashi pointed out. The difference is there whether we're tainin, right? Which is one. If it's a mavel over relationship, right? Then he would have to make a tain, and then he wants a shvur out of her. Okay. Tashma pochetet tifrash lo b'shvur.
How did you claim that? The obligation is less than the ksuba says.
All right, the Gemara is going to get there. One second. B'chet tifrash lo b'shvua. That we have a statement that what? One who reduces the obligation of the ksuba goes without a shvua. Keitze. Haite ktuba tayel of zul. She had 1,000 zuls. Was her ksuba. V'amar lo itkabalit kibbutech. She says, he says, I paid you the full 1,000. V'yomer lo itkabalit. I never got it. V'ein elamona. But the obligation is only one mana. Nifrei shelo b'shvua. But my gavio. Now the problem is, what's her claim? Right? She has a document saying here that he owes her 1,000. And he's saying I paid you the 1,000. She says you only owe me 100. Where's her evidence? Where's her document saying what? Right, the document's worthless. High storah chaspa b'yamu. This document's worthless now because she's basically saying that this is not the right obligation. This is the wrong obligation. So Amar Rav Breid, Rav Bomeret, Amono li beni veno. We had a side agreement that the ksuba would say 1,000 in it, but I would only come and claim 100.
Look good under the weather.
Right, exactly. So whatever, for whatever reason, he wanted it to be 1,000. Either, you know, in case later on they wanted to go claim from, if he sold the property out, he wanted to get Nixla and Mishabodim. There are all different reasons why they made it a larger amount. But in the end, we had a side agreement, an oral agreement, that we'd only collect 100. So basically, she's using the shtar with the side agreement to come along and say that this is her claim. All right.
What kind of business is that?
What's the deal here? I mean, what's it? I mean, that was the deal.
And she can go to a base and say, he told me he owes me money, and then she can collect with that shvua?
No, Pumfakyat, she's collecting with the shtar. She's collecting.
She has a shtar that he owes her much more.
Much more.
He owes her 1,000. According to the shtar, she's coming to try to collect 100.
And he's saying that she paid
everything. He's saying, I paid the whole thing. She says, no, you didn't pay the whole thing. You paid me nothing, but you only owe me 100. Because that was a side agreement we had. Side agreement was that I would only come and collect 100 from you, even though the shtar says 1,000. So yeah, it's not your everyday case, but the fact is that the shtar is still valid because of the side agreement. She's creating a validation of the shtar, right, by saying that we had the side agreement. She said this shtar is a good shtar, but we have a side agreement that goes along with this shtar. Because if she doesn't do that, then the shtar is invalid. If the shtar is invalid, she has no taina here. This is the same statement. It's a good example of this in the Gemara. We have statements of Amoraim. Right? And the Gemara will reuse the statement of the Amoraim over and over again in different contexts in the Mishnayos. Now, the question is, what's going on here? Did this Amora make a statement, and we don't know where it applies, and the Gemara is trying to apply it in different places? Or they knew it. This is one statement of the Amora applies in multiple cases. More likely that they had the statement of the Amora. Right, or that it's a principle. I think it's more likely that the Amora has a statement, and they're trying to figure out where it applies. The Gemara is coming back and trying to figure out where was the statement made. Right, so if you remember, Chamla Mer Shvo De Oraisa, right? Dichtiv lo yakum erech habish lechol avonu lechol katat. It says that one aid may not what be. It's not a valid type of testimony. What's that? Lechol avonu lechol chatos uzenu kam. That's by avon and chatos. Aval kamu l'shvua. Right. That has to do with monetary matters or for corporal or capital punishment. And eid echad is meaningless. But when it comes to a shvua, that's not mentioned in the pasuk. Eid echad is valid by shvua. But ma'amar kol makom she'nashim mechayvin otan mamon. Wherever two people could be mechayev mamon, one could be mechayev a shvua. So what do you have here in our mission? You have a case of eight echads coming and forcing it to make a shvua. So that eight echad, what? Sounds like a d'oraisa case. The same question, yes, your question before. What a mixas, eight echad, all of these are shvuas d'oraisa. Why is our Mishnah bring them down as what shvua seems to be shvua sa Mishnah or their abonant? So he's saying, you know what? They are shvua sa oraisa. So Rami Bar Chama says, Modi Miksa, said Echa, these are shvua sa oraisa. So Amar Rava, so that would sound more like what you were saying, Shaul, that what? That it's a principle. That in our Mishnah, he's saying all these shvua sa oraisa. And Rava's going to come back and say, no, they're not shvua sa oraisa. Amar Rava, stay shtubas with our two answers here. Chada. This is not what the regular case of Shvua D'Oraisa. Shvua D'Oraisa, you take it, Nishba V'lo Mishalim. That's what Eid Echad does. Comes and obligates you to take a Shvua so you don't have to pay. Right? He or she takes a Shvua and collects. So that doesn't work. Also, it's a Shvua on Karka. And even Eid Echad can't be Mashbiya you or force you to take a Shvua on Karkos. El Arava, read the Rabbanan case, Kedei the Hapis Dato Shobal. No, it's a dirabonin here, and what's the reasoning behind it? The reason behind it is what the hap is dato shelba. Right, it's like the lob and the malva. Exactly, it's like the case here that what we're trying to force to take a shvuah is that the baal has an eid echad. Now all of a sudden, now he's starting to worry. Maybe he did pay her back. Maybe he didn't. So hap is dato shelba. We say take a shvuah to release over here.
But if there's no aid,
he could ask again. That's Rashi. Even without an aid, he could ask for the shvuah. But we're not towing for him there.
But if the hap is dato shelba dies. Right. And it sounds like it has to be towing. If he's not towing, we'll use it.
Right. But
so why do you need one?
Because Abal Bais is dead in our case.
But if he's saying...
So we say if he was here, he would ask for the Shavua.
Right. So then even if there's no aid, we would do it.
Right.
So why would you say the Zedekha? Even without an aid.
No, without an aid, we won't make that taina. We won't make the taina that if he was here, he would do it.
But it sounds, life is dato sounds like.
No, we have to have some Marana Dishtara. We have to have something that causes. We only have this, say that we are towing for the. Whoever's paying now, we will toin for them because there's a weakness in the shtar. There's no weakness in the shtar, we don't say that he would have been towing it. We don't make that tiny for him. We only make the tiny for him when all of a sudden we're faced with some sort of diminished riot.
That dato sounds like a tiny that he's towing only if,
if he's alive. All right, I hear what you're saying. But yeah, it means that here that the idea is that whoever's paying out is the equivalent of is standing in the shoes of the balabais now, right? So we're going to make them take
it. Also, less more sounds like there's a loophole for the woman. If she... To avoid a shuvah, if he says you owe me 1,000, I mean she comes to the ksuba, and if she says no, we had a side deal of 50, it was 950, then she's parted from a shuvah.
Right.
So I'm not scared that she's going to do it every time. She's, you know, she doesn't like to swear. She's a thief, but she's not going to.
Right. So she'll go ahead and be pokeis b'ksuba.
She's going to be, and that's it.
Right. So he'll say.
She doesn't say much. It was 995.
Uh huh. You say we had a side deal over here.
Side deal 995. She bought herself a shul for 5.
Right, I hear what you're saying. By the way, I hear that. You know what Tosfos says, what you're asking. I don't remember. I thought I read it somewhere, but now here. Look at Tosfos. Oh, the lopu gemetz modim mixes perish. V'ikol amemer lav dafka. Nifreis mixes nifrei kula. Aval ha, the lomoje, the nifra klau, lo shay chayintama. Aval temeli im kain, kol sha asya li rume lefachos. Exactly what you're asking.
So he doesn't answer. Right?
He doesn't answer. He says, "But why does it?" Exactly. But that's what she's going to do. She's going to always be right. She's going to be poches.
The Talmud says she can't. You can make much bread. Look at those women. The other woman, next woman.
Right.
The first big line, Pirush, ain't best in the field. I believe. Line who? Next woman, Peches. I believe. Ton who? Tishtab. I believe. The violation of the field.
By the pochez, because about my memory, and it begins some of his mother mixes. I was attached to my pochez, because it's fresh love, she was kids, and I took suicide. I was a little bit of my cow with animals. Perish ain't based on my being on the table. Eat time who? Tish double be vadish, me no talk about papa. Oh, so she still gets the rights
that
to take.
Right.
He's saying that it.
That's the woman, right?
It reverts back to being a normal loan now. And then a normal loan, the Malvin can ask for a Shavuot.